Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us live on the line, Dr. Mike Cummings, Vice Chair of Psychiatry at the University at Buffalo. Dr. Cummings, thank you so much for joining us. Wanted to check in again with you to, you know, see what you're seeing when it comes to people's mindset and dealing with social distancing and kind of everything that's been going on over the last month and a half now throughout Western New York. Maybe we'll start with the protest that we saw yesterday. The sentiment, you know, wanting to get back to normal, to reopen New York State. Is that surprising to you? We see kind of this this outburst of people who want to get back to normal.
It's not surprising. I think if we had had a earlier spring, we may have seen this a little bit sooner. The weather in some ways has been helpful for the social distancing just because of not necessarily wanting to be outside as much. I think that's a reflection in a lot of ways of some of the mixed messages and uncertainty that's out there. Certainly as you start to see certain states and certain regions start to talk about lifting the social distancing rules, people who may not be directly affected themselves are struggling with the concept of limiting, you know, their decisions, even though those decisions are there to prevent the most vulnerable individuals, the healthcare workers, et cetera, from being exposed themselves. So it's not surprising. I think social isolation and the loneliness that is occurring with it is a big factor for that. And that's an important thing. There was a study in 2016 that looked at thousands of people in Europe and identified that loneliness itself was an independent risk factor for bad outcome, including death from cardiovascular disease, even when comparing to individuals who had the same health problems. So loneliness itself was an independent risk factor. So I think we're seeing people struggle with that, and the protest yesterday was a reflection of that.
I do want to get to that, the health problems from loneliness in just a moment, but it's strange to see. You saw it here in Buffalo. You see it everywhere around the country, how something that seems, it's a virus, right? These actions that are taken to prevent this upsetting for a lot of people. But is there something in our wiring, or is it just a sign of the times that everything has to be political? It doesn't matter any of these protests you see. It's reopen the country, but it's always accompanied by, Trump 2020 signs. Is that a case of me being naive in saying that it doesn't have to be political, or is there something in the human brain that, just matches one thing with another? Why is that? Why do the two have to be so linked?
Well, that's an awfully large question. I think this is now moving from my healthcare expertise to just maybe my personal opinion. I think our country was built on political protests. It's in our nature. It's how we go about. And when we're talking about anything in the United States, there's typically a political bent, what we watch on TV, how the media portrays, what we listen to. And I think you're seeing when people are increasingly frustrated over anything, they tend to come up with a way of understanding it and justifying it. And for better or for worse, a lot of what we do here is justify it based on which political party we presume is responsible for it. And so I think that's where you see that. But it's it's more than politics. It's a reflection of just people's frustrations, which I think is a reflection of a couple things, some of the uncertainty and mixed messages that we get through social media and other things, but also just the real frustration of people being out of work, people not being able to socialize, people not being able to do the things that they come to expect being able to do. And so, you know, protesting is an active way of doing something about it. Whether it's an effective way, that's maybe a different question. But certainly it's in a lot of ways what our country's based on.
Talking about loneliness, something you touched on a little bit earlier, how long can we expect people to, you know, stay away from? It's one thing to stay away from these large group gatherings, right? Or, you know, stores or things like that, that, you know, I think a lot of people understand, but being told not to, you know, go see your parents, close relatives, close friends, and being separated from them for a period of time, how long would it take before you really start to see some, you know, emotional ramifications or maybe even physical ramifications to that?
Well, I think we're seeing it already. And I think you're already seeing it kind of, you know, slip around the edges as far as individuals socially isolating, at least in small groups. It's on the other hand, you know, while it's not here right at the moment, we certainly have the ability to test people right now who look as though they're COVID positive in Western New York at a hugely higher rate than we could just, you know, a week or two ago. Shortly, we're going to be already seen in the media testing for antibodies, and then presumably if you have the antibodies, you'll be immune to it. So I think we'll have some, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, but I think you're already seeing the social isolation. And you know, the study that I referenced before, it was interesting when that came out a year and a half ago, the news take on it was social isolation was a result of smartphones and Facebook and other social media. But in fact, if those things are used to stay connected with loved ones and stay connected with work colleagues and, you know, exercise online and participate in church services or whatever people find comforting, that's actually protective. And I think we're seeing that right now.
There is a big difference, though, between, you know, seeing somebody online and that actual physical interaction, right?
It's a huge difference. I mean, even from the moment of birth, this is why we have volunteers sit in NICUs and hold babies if parents aren't able to. That physical connection is part of our genetics and our makeup. And it is very difficult for people, particularly the people who start off being socially isolated a little bit in the beginning. You know, elderly relatives. We have a very large immigrant and refugee population in Buffalo that you know, is not as connected with the community as maybe they could be. So you know, one of the things we need to be thinking about both as individuals and certainly healthcare professionals is reaching out to those people on a regular basis and checking in with your parents, checking in with friends and family that maybe that you don't typically talk to very often. This is a wonderful opportunity to kind of reconnect with them. But yeah, it's only going to stem the tide a little bit. It is not a replacement for actual social connectiveness, physical connectiveness that we're lacking right now during this time.
Well, Dr. Cummings, thank you for the time. Dr. Mike Cummings is the Vice Chair of Psychiatry at the University at Buffalo, talking a little bit about what happens to us with the social isolation that we've all been going through.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.